Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Well, I hope you're all recovered from the mostly snow event, although in some places it was sleet and freezing rain and a little bit of rain to cut down on the amounts. But here we are. It's March, and I can tell you with the warm pavements and the high sun, it's no big deal. No big deal. I have to laugh when I think of how people panic and they run to the grocery stores and it's like we're having a nuclear attack. It's just, this stuff doesn't even faze me. I don't know. I'm tough, that's why. I'm tough. Yeah, I'm so tough. I don't have to go, you know, I don't really go anywhere. I don't go out when it's like this. That's how tough I am. Anyway, good morning to all of you, and kind of start the day with a laugh. This headhunting of Donald Trump is just, it is so detrimental to this country that it's not going to stop. It's going to go on the entire, let's just say, 4 years. And I don't know if Trump will have anything left to continue after that. Even Joe Biden says let him govern, and Joe Biden is not one of my favorite people. Let him govern, for God's sakes. He's doing so many great things. So the latest news that has come out, and it looks like Trump turned the tables a little bit on NBC and Rachel, the lovely Rachel Maddow. I take back, I don't know, it was before Rachel Maddow went to MSNBC, and she was a contributor on Fox, and I got a call one day from Fox, would I come in and debate Rachel Maddow? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And the day before the debate, trust me, folks, it happens all the time with the networks. And another story comes on, you get pushed off. It's more frequent than you can imagine. Trips to Fox, sitting there, or MSNBC, and another story comes up. That's the nature of the business. But at that time, the one thing that was not appealing to me, because I'm not, I can shout louder than you. I'm not that kind of guy. And that's the way these, you know, we've got a Republican strategist here, Democratic strategist here. And then it's who can shriek over each other. So I'm sorry I never got the chance. It's not one of the biggest regrets of my life, but I really, really wanted to debate Rachel Maddow. And, of course, Rachel Maddow is, she's the master of the universe over there at MSNBC. But last night, poor Rachel Maddow. It's easy to say, well, how stupid she was. You know, it's called the tease. It was a long 20-minute tease to reveal Trump's 2005 taxes. Oh, she was chomping at the bits. And quite frankly, who gives a damn? Who gives a damn about that and transgender bathrooms and all these stupid things that are engulfing us in the news? The FBI warrants, the Russians. Hillary and her people did it. Obama's people did it. Nope. It's only Donald Trump. It's only Donald Trump. So she waves these tax forms at the beginning of the show. Oh, and has she got news to break? Except the Trump administration and Trump got wind of it, and they released the taxes before Rachel Maddow could, and it was a tweet storm against Rachel Maddow. It's just another event. I mean, really, you know. And the question is, who would NBC leak this? Because they should be in prison for up to 10 years. And then there are some words out, well, we know when Trump, well, it actually still keeps the question where it is. But was the leak from a Trump source? Because it showed that in 2005, on $150 million of income, he paid $38 million, which is 25%, which is more than Romney or Obama paid. Yeah, there was a tax write-off, but anybody who's not in business doesn't understand that there are tax write-offs. They're legal. You use the tax write-offs. It's part of the system. As long as you don't do anything illegal, it's fine. So Trump got the last laugh, and now, of course, there are more demands for him to release his taxes for the other years. I've got to tell you, I should not say this. So I have to correct my thoughts. I was going to say if Hillary Clinton were president, I would say who cares about her taxes, except I'd like to, we know how Trump made his money. How did Hillary make her money? And she has the just incredible chutzpah to get up there to demand these tax releases and an investigation into Trump. Is this the pot calling the kettle black? This is just unbelievable. But it doesn't matter, because this is the age we live in, the age where if you have a prom and you're a father, and I know the tremendous thrills I've had of dancing with my daughters at events and weddings, to take that pleasure away because it's now a family thing. You got to dance with your son if you're a male. Now there, I just saw this morning another whacked out loony left wing dictum that if... they're going to try to make it illegal for kids to play tag because it's too dangerous. You guys got to be insane if you follow this stuff. I used to think it was, isn't this a form of insanity? The wiretaps, demands, Comey's got to respond today. I can tell you if this were a Democrat, the story would never be there, and I don't like James Comey. I don't know whether he doesn't know what he's doing or it's not. I don't know what the story is. I don't know why Trump retained him. Oh, there's an ultimatum. We got to get the story as to Obama was wiretapping. And, you know, Trump is loose with language. And I'm not defending it. Was it a wiretap? Was it this? You know, he says a lot of things. And on the other hand, those who work with him talk about his brilliance, his ability to listen, to digest information. Well, you don't think he became a multi-billionaire by being a fool, do you? And I'll tell you something else. You don't think he became a crook multi-billionaire because for the past more than 2 years, he's been investigated and investigated and investigated, and there's nothing on him. This is the police state we live in. This is the police state we live in. I'm telling you, we live in a police state. I do this show every day, and I'm conscious of it. I try to be as absolutely as diligent as I can. I don't come on this show with wild accusations. I've said this before. Unless these, quote, alleged events become mainstream media things. So I can say, hey, listen, I read this in Time magazine. I saw this on Politico. Then it becomes fair game. Do I have personal opinions that extend beyond that? You bet, like everyone else. Am I going to come on here and spit them out so that all of a sudden it sounds like I know things that 99% of the people in this country don't know? I'm not going to do that. Not going to do it. So here's the deal, because I want to go to healthcare. And the Republicans, I mean, they are going to self-implode. The Democrats have said that if the Republicans terminate the repeal of Obamacare, they'll work with them to get a mediated solution. Do you believe that? I mean, there's no way in the world. But here's the problem with the Republicans. And the criticism is they've had 6-8 years to work something out and they haven't worked it out. Hey, I got to tell you that criticism is legitimate. I don't buy what Paul Ryan is saying for 30 seconds. He's a traitor to the party. He's a gutless, and I'll say gutless, because if you go back to that debate, and I can't get it out of my mind, because I haven't. If you go to StuTaylor.com, StuTaylor.com, and on the home page, you scroll down, you see a whole bunch of interviews, Charles Krauthammer, George Will, Alan Dershowitz, Jack Welch. I have Paul Ryan up there where I confronted him on the debate. I'm not going to go through that. You can watch it on my website. Joe Biden, as dirty and as filthy as he is, he's a great politician. He tore Paul Ryan to shreds. He just massacred him in that interview. Ryan gets on this morning on the network site. You know, I'm thick-skinned. You have no idea how thick-skinned I am, trying to deflect accusations. Get him the hell out of there. All right, more on healthcare when we come back. Hope it doesn't affect your health.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
You know, a good night's sleep for me for so long was really so rare. I solved that problem, except I waited 2 years like a fool when I should have just acted immediately. And I got my pillow. And I've had it now about 3 weeks. You know, every other pillow I have goes flat. It's uncomfortable. I couldn't get the exact support I want. Now, my pillow has come out. You can adjust your pillow to your comfort. It's really amazing. Just fluff it, move it, and it stays. There's a warranty, 25-year guarantee. You can return it in 60 days. 10-year warranty. You can return them in 60 days. If you want my pillow, they're offering a special now. 50% off, two premium pillows, and two to-go-anywhere pillows. Here's the promo code. This is all you have to do. Trust me, you'll be emailing me and thanking me for this. 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. Just mention the promo code STU. STU. All right, healthcare. And again, oh, by the way, Jonathan Gruber, that conniving, sickening liar from MIT who talked about how stupid the American people were, he's now come on. How can he show his face? He comes on the networks and is talking about how the Republicans are deceiving everyone. I mean, this is why I stopped debating. Because what do you debate when you got nothing but a pool of complete nitwits on the left? If I offended you, I'm not sorry. Because I can't take it anymore. A lot of people can't take it anymore. And yet, the fight has to go on. And what worries me is the fight with healthcare is not going on. Is phases one, phase two, phase three. Phase three allowing insurance across state lines, going after the drug companies for their collusion on the price of prescription drugs, the anti-competitive practices that we know healthcare providers will engage in. There's going to be a lot of antitrust protection. You know, somebody, I wish he'd shave his beard, but I'm telling you, Tom Cotton, The Republican from Arkansas is the real deal. And he said the plan is one of fantasy. Even the Republicans, I've been listening, Paul Ryan and others, I can't defend it. I don't even care that much about the CBO report that talks about up to 16 million Americans losing their jobs. I mean, losing their insurance coverage. A lot of this is distorted. First, let me say that a lot of young people, it's like unemployment. It's much higher. There's 93 million people looking around who are unemployed, underemployed, look contract work. But that doesn't factor in when you look at the unemployment rate, so it's low. It's the same thing here. Young people were being mandated to buy this insurance or they'd have to pay a penalty. And I don't know what the numbers of this was. I don't know, million, 2 million. I have no idea. So they're not going to buy it now because it's their right. It is their right not to buy insurance. If you have a serious problem, go to the emergency room. You'll never get turned away. I mean, hell, I went to the emergency room in Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. And they took me right away. And that's Canada, where the healthcare system is terrible. So they're not counted. You see, the numbers are juggled. And the CBO, I believe, the Congressional Budget Office, I still think is an extension of the Democrat Party. This party is in control of everything, the media and Hollywood. They're all intertwined. 90% of the Republicans, you can take and throw them the hell out. And I'm looking at the battles that Trump has to fight in his, quote, I say, quote, fascist regime. With Steve Bannon. I like Steve Bannon. I think he's terrific. Somehow he and Trump hit it off. People are now saying Trump is a puppet of Steve Bannon. I doubt that. I can't see Trump as a puppet to anybody. Tom Cotton, the Republican from Arkansas, said that phase three of the plan is fantasy. It's never going to happen because Republicans are going to lose their narrative on all of these people losing health care. They're going to lose it. And I haven't heard a solid defense of this yet. I've heard Paul Ryan. I've seen him many times. And I'm tempted to smash the television set. You know, they're going to tweak it. They're going to hone it. They're going to modify it. What have you been doing for the 8 years that you've been bragging about this, or 6 years? That you've got all kinds of solutions. Here they don't have a solution. So like Nancy Pelosi said, pass it and then read it. They're going to do the same thing. Make the Democrats defend the status quo. Just ignore it. Let it fall apart on its own. Let Obamacare collapse on its own. Because the Republicans are going to be handling a cancer that they're not going to be able to defend to the American public. I mean, no longer a Democrat issue. It'll be a Republican issue. I mean, come on. How obvious is this? Healthcare prices go up every year because of the medical monopolies. And if the Democrats are forced to take this and defend a collapsing system, then it becomes a different story. But oh, no, no, no. No, Paul Ryan, Mr. Tough Guy, he's got to ram this through. I'd like to see a vote rammed through to get rid of Paul Ryan. Now you got people debating the Congressional Budget Office's projections of millions of Americans losing coverage. And the arguments go on whether they're right or wrong. Most people don't know what the CBO is, but the Republicans are blowing this, and they are blowing it big time. I am telling you that for all the good that's being accomplished, this will undo just about all of it. And I'll say something else. If Trump doesn't divorce, he doesn't want this called Trump Care. It's going to be Ryan Care. As Trump will try to extricate himself from all of this. And if he doesn't, he's going to find out that, you know, the art of the deal was not supporting this. the art of the deal is either rejecting it or staying away until it's ready. What is the hurry? Another day of aggravation. All right. We're going to, as we do every third Wednesday of the month, Gary Silverman from Blue Prairie Group will be joining us on Long-Term Care.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Stu Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Stu Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
All right, but Guy Mitchell and Singing the Blues, and if you don't make sure your future's protected, you may be singing the blues. Here to help you with that, as he is every third Wednesday of the month, is Gary Silverman. Gary is a managing partner, chief investment officer of a company that does some really incredible work in wealth management. It's Blue Prairie Group. They've got offices in seven cities, home based in Chicago. And if you just go to the website, blueprairiegroup.com, you'll see it all there. And I thank the people who are emailing me about the great education they're getting, and I'll leave it there because I want to bring Gary on. Nice to have you on again, Gary. As always, a real pleasure.
Dude, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
You know, a lot of people think, you know, that they really, when you're young, you really don't think of things. And I'm not. I talked about Obamacare for quite a bit here, but when you're young, you don't think about getting insurance, you're healthy, and there are things that hopefully we can retrain the young minds of America to think about. But, you know, issues of life insurance, and we covered that last time, long-term care simply by the sound of it, would not enter the minds of someone young. Who needs it? And at what age should they begin to entertain it?
The long-term care is a critical piece of anyone's sound financial program. And I'll start by reminding the people who are listening to that we don't sell insurance. So this isn't a plug for anyone to buy insurance. We don't sell any products. But long-term care is the assistance with daily living activities, you know, dressing, bathing, feeding, things like that, that some people need help with when they get older. And it can be incredibly expensive and incredibly devastating when you have that need. And so the people who need it, who should be thinking about it, are people who are young enough to be able to afford it and buy it cheaply, but not so young that the probabilities are they won't need it for decades. So we generally recommend people start really considering long-term care in their mid-50s, and the purchase should be completed, you know, once they get over the mental hurdles and all the financial planning that goes with it, you know, by the age of 60 or 65. Beyond that, it starts getting really, really expensive.
So is the age limit, I mean, is there a specific, there's no specific age limit, you're just going to have to pay the premium, correct?
Correct. It gets more expensive as you get older, and at some point you will probably be deemed uninsurable, and we can talk more about what you do if you're not passing the underwriting, but for a basic long-term care policy, you probably have to get it in place, you know, by the time you're 70, or you'll be priced out of the market and probably not even qualify.
So I'd like you to address that, because that's important. What options are there? We all have to have exit strategies.
And so there are clearly different strategies, and I'll start. You asked the first question. This goes to the different strategies as well of who needs the long-term care insurance. So as I said, you know, it's for those daily activities to help you with that stuff. So the people who need it really, I would say, are mostly married couples who have enough money to not qualify for Medicaid, because Medicaid covers long-term care insurance, but don't have enough money to self-insure. They couldn't just write the checks out of their own pocket. So it's that emerging affluent couple that really, really needs to think about this. And this is very important. When they think about the coverage, you're not covering yourself. Even though if you're the one who needs long-term care, yes, you're the one getting those benefits, but the financial impact to the person who doesn't need long-term care, the healthy spouse, their financial life is devastated when all the money is going to the person who needs the long-term care. So as you're thinking about getting long-term care, it's really about that other spouse, that they can maintain their lifestyle while you, the insured, are getting the daily care assistance that you need, either in home or at a nursing care, nursing home or something like that.
I always think when it comes to life insurance, how much do you need? What type of insurance? How do you gauge how much you need at what point with long-term care insurance?
It's a financial decision. Most people are in long-term care when they go into long-term care for about 2 years. So generally we'd recommend looking at anywhere between two, which is the average, and probably up to about 4 years of coverage. And the way you look at long-term care is how much do you need per day and for how many years. So we would generally recommend looking at about 2 to 4 years of coverage, and that partly depends on affordability. And then how much per day do you want to be covered by?
Yeah, I see a lot of these, pardon me for interjecting, $100 a day. I mean, come on, that'll buy you a meal at a nice restaurant.
Yeah, that's true. Long-term care is amazingly expensive. Not the insurance, which is also not cheap, but the actual care, it ranges from, I'll give you an example, in Illinois where Blue Prairie Group is based, it's on average $205 a day, and if you're in one of the big cities, Chicago, it's $260 a day. You can compare that to where you are, Stu, in Massachusetts, where it's $395 a day on average. That's the state median. That includes, all the stuff in the middle of the state there. Boston's over $400 a day. So that's for a private room in a nursing home. So you could go semi-private. You could look at having in-home care. There are ways of defraying that cost, but people shouldn't underestimate that expense. It's very, very expensive.
Net worth. I have heard, Gary, that, and I'm just picking an approximate number, that a couple with a net worth of over $1.5 million, long-term care is not necessary. Again, I know there's no answer etched in stone, but what do you say to that?
I say that you're right, there's no answer etched in stone, but just as sort of ballpark, I think that estimate is very low. If you are a married couple, which is really who needs it the most, then you probably are talking about $3 to $5 million of investment type assets that you would need to have available. Yeah, depending on how old you are, but yeah, $3 to $5 million, you could probably start to self-insure. At $1.5 million, if you're a married couple and you're in your 70s, that's, if you deplete a half to a third of that with long-term care, the person who doesn't need the care, who might have another 20 years, 25 years left to live, will really be constrained in their financial lifestyle, which is why I say that's the sweet spot for who needs this kind of coverage. That $500,000 to $2 million of net worth person of investable asset type family, they're the ones who need it the most.
They're so-called hybrid policies. Can you elaborate a little on that?
Yeah, hybrid policies, it's actually interesting because I didn't finish the answer to, not intentionally, but the question you asked before about what options there are. So a lot of people, when they're thinking about long-term care insurance, react negatively and understandably, because some of the concern is, well, yeah, but if I die of a heart attack before I need it, or I live healthily and I don't ever need it, all this money, and it's expensive insurance, no doubt, all this money goes away. I never get a benefit from it. And so that has, you know, caused a lot of consternation in some people and created a new product. The insurance industry created a new product, which is a life insurance policy, which you can tap for long-term care benefits if you need it. So you buy the life insurance policy, you chunk down a bunch of money up front generally. You can do it via annual premiums or premiums over a fixed period, but usually it's a chunk of money up front, a couple $100,000, and you buy your policy, and then if you need long-term care insurance, you can tap your insurance policy. But if you don't need long-term care insurance, then you still have the life insurance in place. Those are really interesting policies. They do get over that hurdle of, hey, if I don't use it, I lose it. The underwriting is also a lot easier, and that's super critical. Where we use those hybrid policies most is when our clients can't get insurance because they don't qualify, direct long-term care insurance. So we can go with the hybrid policies.
All right, we're going to come back. We've got lots more to cover on an extensive subject. Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com, will rejoin us on long-term care.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart. Asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, final segment of the morning, and I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this subject is so important for all of you. You've got to take it seriously. We all inevitably have to face long-term care, whether life insurance, long-term care. I mean, this is part of life, and I know it's not pleasant. So if you're looking for entertainment, this isn't the show for you, at least not this part of it. Rejoined by Gary Silverman, managing partner at Blue Prairie Group. You go to blueprairiegroup.com. You will be very, very impressed. And as we continue this discussion, Gary, what about rate increases they're providing? We hear about the rate increases, premiums going up as much as 100. And this doesn't have anything to do with this, or maybe it does. 116% in Arizona. Deductibles are greater. People are being forced out of it. I don't want to go Obamacare because we're not talking about that. But what about increases in long-term care insurance?
It's been a problem. There have been rate increases. The rate increases going back 10 years ago that really made a lot of headlines, 20, 30, 40% increases, kind of like what we've seen recently with Obamacare. That was because the insurance industry messed up. There's no other way of saying it. They underestimated the cost. They overestimated how many people would drop coverage along the way, which does happen with other types of policies, life insurance policies, et cetera, and got stuck with much bigger bills than they thought. And back in the day, again, going back 20 years ago, they used to write unlimited policies. They didn't have these restrictions about maximums per day and things like that. So they got hammered, and rates really went up. Most of that is behind the industry now. There are still rate increases that do come from time to time. They're manageable. They're single-digit rate increases. They're not supposed to happen, but they do happen. Now, that's for people who already own policies. If you are just buying a new policy, your rates might go up. Yeah, the potential rates you might pay might go up a little bit more than that. But it's not what the headlines had grabbed, 10, 20 years ago where rates were going up. 20%, 30%, 40% a year. That's no longer the case. But you do want to be careful about rate increases, particularly if you have an inflation rider in your policy. Medical expenses, everyone knows, goes up, you know, a lot more than inflation. And even though long-term care isn't really a medical expense, Medicare doesn't pay for it, it's not considered a medical expense, rates have been increasing significantly more than inflation. So that's a problem, too. You get a policy for $100 a day, and 20 years later, $100 a day doesn't buy you much. So you get these inflation riders. And that's where a lot of the rate increases come from, is those inflation riders. They get very expensive for the insurance companies. So you can play around with that and lower your benefits, and there are ways of managing it. But it's definitely a chronic problem in this segment of the industry.
How will receiving long-term care benefits affect one's Social Security benefits?
It doesn't. As I was just sort of touched on tangentially, long-term care is not, is in some ways considered a medical expense, and in some ways it isn't. Medicare does not pay for long-term care. A lot of people don't know that, and that's very important to know. People think, oh, once I'm 65, I'll have it through Medicare. But Medicare says, no, these are not medical expenses. They're support with the activities of daily living, and therefore it's not covered. However, your premiums can be covered via an HSA and that type of thing. To answer your specific question, Sue, there really is no impact on Social Security. It's not like Medicare premiums that will deduct from Social Security, and there's no it doesn't count as income for taxation considerations. So there really is no real effect on Social Security claiming strategies or taxation or anything like that.
What about long-term care insurance policies protecting assets if someone's on Medicaid?
That's a whole separate science. It's a fantastic question. And a lot of people try to use a strategy of spending down their assets, gifting assets, to qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid will cover for long-term care expenses. So your primary residence is covered. You can keep a certain amount of assets. I forget the exact number because I'm not an expert at that, but I think it's I don't even want to say the number because I'm not 100% sure. But you really, people will gift out the money, spend down the money. Medicare has a look back of now, I believe, 5 years, that if you've gifted money out of your account, then they'll look back and they'll sort of go to reclaim that before you can qualify for Medicaid. So it's difficult. You really have to make yourself pretty destitute to qualify.
Will long-term care insurance pay for home health care, say, from a nurse practitioner?
Yes, it will. There's a lot of different home health care situations that long-term care will pay for, including having someone come in, including making modifications to the house for accessibility or safety reasons, things like that, you know, grab bars in the shower or whatnot. So, yes, home health care is covered. What wouldn't be covered is if one spouse is tending to the other spouse and wants to charge a reasonable rate for their own time and services because they've given up their career or whatever. That would not be covered, but I want to get to this question here. Sure.
We see so much corruption. What should someone do if they purchase long-term health care policy from a disreputable company?
They shouldn't, right? So you want to make sure that you're working with a good company that has an excellent AM Best or equivalent rating. That's really good. Make sure you're buying it from a reputable broker. When you work with your broker, make sure they're experienced in long-term care. If they're working for a brokerage firm as opposed to a carrier directly, make sure it's a good brokerage firm with a good history, that they're not tied to one specific company. You can ask them, you know, what companies they've sold recently and why they chose those companies. So make sure you're working with a good carrier and a good broker.
All right, it's never enough time. We'll look forward to seeing you next month, Gary Silverman. Thank you so much for the great education. BluePrairieGroup.com. Check it out.
Thank you.
Gary, a pleasure. And thank everyone. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.